Here we are at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference again, and we just had the 2009 Peanut Profitability Award winners, one of whom is John Crumpler from Virginia, the Virginia Carolina region, and you're from Suffolk, Virginia.
Suffolk, Virginia.
All right, well, John, first, why don't you just tell me a little bit about your operation?
We farm about 1,300 acres. We're about 2 miles, located about 2 miles north of the North Carolina line and about 40 miles west of Virginia Beach area. Farm mainly peanuts. You have about 100 to 125, 30 acres of peanuts yearly, and about 450, 500 acres of corn, and 300 acres of wheat, and 500 to 600 acres of soybeans.
Well, and of course, for any farmer, profitability is literally the bottom line. What would you say are some of your most important? I don't want to call them secrets because you're going to tell people, but what would be some ways that you really feel contribute to your bottom line, some of the things that you do?
Well, peanuts especially, we tend to try to plant our peanuts in the longest rotation, try to stay ahead of disease pressure by, you know, scouting, and I have a good consultant, Wendell Cooper, that kind of stays on top of the peanuts, and but we kind of scout ahead and do a more preventive than a reactive deal on trying to fight our diseases and a weed control. And by doing that, hopefully we'll spend a little bit less money by staying proactive instead of reactive in what we do. But in the grain, we try just bottom line fertility and try to sell it for the highest we can in the market standpoint.
Well, this award is, I mean, based on profitability, but profitability may not just be money. We're also talking about taking good care of the environment and stewardship. How do you do that on your operation?
Well, most of our crops we do no-till and try to do as much as we can, you know, conservation tillage, and peanuts we haven't gone to the strip till. We still conventionally plant them and work the land to plant the peanuts, but that's the only time we really disturb the land from an environmental standpoint, and trying to reserve the moisture as much as our crop as I can, but we just hadn't put a lot of equipment purchases into peanut because of the viability of peanuts have been kind of on the downside with us in our area, so we just haven't made it, equipment costs to do the no-till and all into peanuts. But from a spraying standpoint, we try not to spray any more than what we have to, and from an environmental standpoint, and we scout you know, all our crops, trying to keep environmentally, you know, as safe as we can. And
how would you say that new technology over the last decade or so has helped you increase your profitability?
Technology, we haven't invested a lot of money in the GPS or the technology end of it, because we own small end, and trying to put your cost across, you know, the acres that we are in, you know, it's just been kind of hard for us to do the GPS technology. Looking into it, especially from right now, from a grain harvesting standpoint, we're trying to get into doing that. But the technology, I mean, from genetics and all into seed genetics and the Roundup Ready technology and the BT technology and the other crops and all have really been have helped us farm, and it's kept us from spraying, you know, spraying chemicals that, you know, we try not to. We don't want to spray them no more than we have to, because it costs us every time we spray.
Overall, what keeps you optimistic as a farmer and as a peanut farmer in particular?
From a peanut farmer standpoint, is keeps me optimistic, because the bottom line, I've made money in peanuts and continue to make money in peanuts. Yes, we like to have a higher contract, you know, than what we have, but you know, but we've able to make money, and it's the most profitable part of my farming operation is the peanuts. So that's kept me optimistic and kept me into the peanut business.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations, John. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.